Smiling to camera, the leaders of the BRICS nations met virtually on Thursday, affirming a bloc which some have described as an alternative to the G7. Representing China, Brazil, South Africa, India and Russia, the nations account for more than 40% of the world's population and nearly a quarter of global GDP. The response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine was front and center, with host Chinese President Xi Jinping opening the gathering by criticizing US-led sanctions.
We urge the world to reject the Cold War mentality and block confrontation, oppose unilateral sanctions and abuse of sanctions, and reject the small circles built around hegemonism.
At a BRICS business forum, he accused NATO of antagonizing Russia and said sanctions had turned the global economy into a weapon. The comments were echoed by Vladimir Putin, who made his first major diplomatic appearance since Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Only based on honest and mutually beneficial cooperation can we find solution to the crisis situation in world economy because of ill-conceived, egotistical actions of particular countries.
Putin said Russia had recently increased trade with BRICS partners, none of whom have supported sanctions against Moscow. China and India are key importers of Russian energy. Indian leader Narendra Modi, however, steered clear of mentioning sanctions. As a U.S. ally, New Delhi is refusing to pick a side.
We do not believe that fora such as the BRICS should become platforms for these kind of geopolitical contestations. As I said, we see the value of the BRICS summit taking place at this time precisely in enabling us to slow down, if not fully prevent, what seems to be a kind of an incipient polarization in geopolitics. The West on the one side and China and Russia on the other side.
In a joint declaration, the leaders called for more dialogue between Russia and Ukraine and pledged to deepen cooperation in fighting COVID-19, counterterrorism, and economic recovery. China has proposed a free trade bloc among the five countries, and the group is discussing whether to admit new members. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.